This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Open your eyes, open your ears. Another hour of DJV Conversation. You are faced with the good stuff here on Thursday, October 24th, with the DJV Entourage. I have my own entourage here. I don't have an old Lincoln convertible, but actually my father had a car just like that. Remember the opening scenes in the TV show Entourage, that Lincoln convertible? And my father had one just like that. It was a gold-colored one. It was a lot of fun to watch those guys bop around in that car. DJV, D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Shillen in Washington at the controls. The baseball game actually it got my attention until I fell asleep. So I didn't go back to check to see what the results were. Jennifer, the Dodgers are not playing. Red Sox aren't
Dodgers
playing.
Dodgers are not playing. No.
Okay.
The Yankees are out.
The Yankees are out, and they suck anyway, so they shouldn't be there. What do we have for results? So, you know what? I wish these guys, what is there about baseball players and their hair? The beards, they look dirty. Good God.
Well, glad you don't want to talk to them.
The Yankees don't allow that.
I think they're the only team that still has a grooming code.
Yeah, well, they all should have one. They are representing their cities. That's the whole time.
You sound just like my dad. My dad does the same thing.
I don't know. Well,
in any case, dirty or not, right. The Nationals won 12-3 last night over the Houston Astros. Yeah, how about that? They're up 2-0. I think it couldn't happen to a nicer franchise because the Astros.
Dodgers.
I don't know. Not my favorites.
Funny because I remember, for some reason or other, I wasn't thinking that Houston was an American League team. Just always thought they were National.
They didn't used to be.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, see.
Yeah, they moved.
So my memory is pretty good. Nah. So that's all right. So that's the highlight of that. Of if you were betting on the Astros. So what do you suppose people who bet on the Astros, how much do they win? And what do they put $100 on the Astros to win? What do you get? Are you following Kara? Have you figured out what this betting guy is telling us? What happens if you put $100 on that game?
You're going to lose your money. Astros lose.
I'm sorry, not the Astros. They put $100 on the Nats.
Oh, then you're going to win a lot of money because at least my husband said yesterday that all of the bets are heavily favoring the Astros. And now that, 2-0, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nationals?
Yeah.
So, a lot of the bets happen mid-game or per inning, and there are so many things you can bet on now. So I think a lot of people will make a lot of money if they stick with the Nationals, if they win.
Yes. All right. So there's Victoria's betting advice. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. There we go. So if I were a betting person, am I going to bet on the Americans? Am I going to bet on the Turks? Am I going to bet on the Russians? Who am I betting on, Jennifer?
Always bet on the Americans, Dougie. Right. That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the sanctions that the U.S. has placed on Turkey related to the invasion of Syria, why would the president lift them? Are they being good boys?
There was a ceasefire, a permanent ceasefire that was agreed to by Turkey. There was a big meeting led by Vladimir Putin with President Erdogan in Sochi, actually, the site of the Olympics in Russia. That's kind of a resort town. And in that meeting, there was a ceasefire brokered between the Kurds and between the Turks. And so now there's a safe zone that has been created for the Kurds. There's going to be an area of the border that's going to be patrolled by Turkey and by Russia. The problem, I guess, if you want to find a problem, is that the Russians created this deal. It was not the Americans that did. America wasn't even asked to be part of that. If you're looking for a reason, I don't particularly care. As long as there are not people being slaughtered or genocide happening, I think I don't care who negotiates that deal. But some people take issue with the fact that it's Vladimir Putin. And so once the ceasefire became permanent, the president removed sanctions, and he made that announcement yesterday at the White House. And I haven't seen much blowback from this because I think people are happy that there's a ceasefire in the area. It seems that everything is sort of settled down. Now, will it stay that way? We don't know. The president even said himself, look, in this part of the world, you can't always trust what people are telling you. If we see that there's a problem, we will increase it. We'll impose the sanctions once again. But he said, as we promised, when we imposed them back in October, I think it was October 14th when he imposed the sanctions for the first time, he said that they can come and go depending on the actions of Erdogan and the Turks.
All right. So that's enough. I don't think we ought to spend a lot of time on that, frankly. What's the latest on the campaign, people associated with Rudy Giuliani, the impeachment business? Is there anything that we can sink our teeth into, or we ought to sink our teeth into? What do you...
Well, I think the biggest story and the most fun story yesterday was that...
Fun!
Republicans. Yeah. A group of Republicans led by Representative Steve Scalise and Representative Matt Gaetz, they were tired of the behind-the-scenes impeachment hearings that were being led by Adam Schiff, so they crashed Schiff's skiff. A skiff is a private place where Democrats were leading their impeachment hearings, and you have to have clearance. You have to be allowed in. Adam Schiff was only allowing in certain people, and so this group of Republicans just crashed the meeting as they were trying to depose, I think she was the envoy to Ukraine or to Syria. I'm not sure. But she was this woman was being deposed while while these Republicans barged in. So they did a sit-in on Capitol Hill trying to demand that Adam Schiff conduct these hearings in the light of day instead of behind closed doors. It didn't. I don't know that there was any big results that came from it, but it's always fun to see a nice sit-in in Washington,
yes.
D.C.
Right. Let's have a protest. Hooray! And what about the two business guys you've seen the pictures of these guys, the guys that came from Russia?
Look like Russian gangsters.
Yeah, they do. That's why I said, yeah.
They really do.
Picture
in your mind what you think of as a Russian gangster and then check out their mugshots.
Yes, right. Yeah.
It's like they came from central casting. It's kind of perfect.
Check out the mugshot of Rudy Giuliani, and then what do we come up with? Is this
he doesn't
more...
have a mugshot, does he? He's never been arrested.
But his mug is everywhere. So.
Well, the only weird thing that came out of this, at least I don't know if this was reported nationally, but locally because they're in New York. Now, these are the two guys that were pulled from the airport. They were trying to, they each had one-way tickets to Frankfurt. And so, obviously, that's a little sketchy. And so they were arrested before they were able to get on the plane. These are two, quote-unquote, clients of Giuliani's. He has referred to them as his clients. The only thing that came out of this that seems odd, and obviously it'll be explored further, is that one of them, I believe it was Lev Parnas, he made an argument for executive privilege during the court proceeding, saying that some of the stuff that's been gathered, the evidence that's been gathered in their campaign finance case, is executive privilege. So he's, without naming President Trump, he's lumping Trump into that.
Right, so what supposedly did they do? This has been very confusing.
They illegally gave money to the campaign through like a super PAC. Obviously they have evidence of a money trail. That's how they got arrested. So, they were funneling money. But beyond that, though, if the executive privilege thing, if that actually gets explored, that's the only thing that might be damaging to Trump and might directly connect him to these two. Now, there are pictures of these guys with Don Jr. and I think maybe Eric Clinton. So they've had meetings.
There was a picture. I think it was at fundraisers. That was what was. That's why there's no real smoking gun. I don't think it's with, like, direct meetings with these people, right?
I don't know. The picture I saw, they were in a booth in a restaurant, so I don't know. I don't know if that was a fundraiser or a dinner. I'm not sure.
In a booth at a restaurant?
Yeah. So I'm not sure. But the executive privilege thing is the thing that kind of rocked everybody yesterday in New York because no one was expecting that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's that as we update you on the comings and goings, the Washington Report, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. So there's one more. The bills that were meant to help protect the elections from outside interference. What's called the Honest Ads Act? I don't understand it either. The,
why don't Republicans want to protect our elections? I don't get it. This has been something that the House has been saying for 6 months. They've had bipartisan bills passed. These two bills have been sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk. He finally took them to a vote, and they both failed. I don't understand what the problem is and why everyone isn't completely in agreement that we need to protect our elections. I don't get
it. John Thune, who is the farmer from Montana. Is he from Montana? I think he is. Yeah.
Could be.
And John Kennedy. There's another John Kennedy. He's a Republican, too,
he's
right?
He's Alabama. Yeah.
Alabama. Okay. So Kennedy said that the $1 billion that was supposed to cost would be excessive. $380 million election security funds were spent last year. That's
so he thinks that our elections are already safe enough, is essentially. But
well,
I don't understand.
I think he thinks it costs too much money to do this. So what is there? How did it get to this point? They have to look at themselves in the mirror, as far as I'm concerned, because they're the ones who have allowed the situation to get to where it is, whether it's through things that they didn't do or because most of the the companies that do electronic voting are all controlled by former politicians, a couple of former senators. They're up to their Mickey in this, and these guys all are pals, and I think that's part of it, frankly.
Plus, I think a lot of people are worried about going to an electronic, a more electronic way to vote, don't you think? I think there's a fear that...
I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. But, me too. I don't like it either. I'd rather be able to follow a paper ballot like we get to do right now.
But the problem, though, is that wherever we do have electronic voting already, the systems are not backed up. They're run by old Microsoft programs that are way out of date, that aren't...
And old people that are clueless, like the people in Florida, who continue every time there's an election to screw it up or to let it get screwed up.
Well, but beyond
every
that, though,
election.
Yeah, but beyond that, though, there have been so many independent watchdog groups that have gone out and have hacked into these machines. It's very easy to do. The security is not up to date. They're old programs that aren't even supported by Microsoft anymore. So you have to take a look at that and say, well, wait a minute. If we're already down the rabbit hole with electronic voting, we have to at least back up the system. We have to have an up-to-date system.
Well, but that doesn't cost $1 billion.
I don't care what it costs, but it needs to be done. But why is this is getting blocked. And the $380 million, it's still not fixing the problem.
No.
So that's frustrating.
It is very frustrating. I agree with you on that. How did it
Who
get
wants
to this point?
It's like, honestly, Doug, it's like saying, here's a laptop from 1998. It has no security system on it, but I want you to put your Social Security number into it. That's what they're asking the American people to do. It's the equivalent.
Yeah, but why
I wish
can't
they would ask us to put our Social Security number in it, because then we can actually have a verified way to vote. But
yeah, but then your Social Security number is weak system.
I'd rather have some accountability is my point.
Me too.
When we vote. I'd rather.
All right, there's a lot of that one. We should stay with that one. Stick on every day that there's something new. We ought to stick with that story and figure out what's going on to protect our vote. I think that's very important. This is the DJV program with a way for you, speaking of change, to change the way your body reacts to everyday living, the things that are around, the stuff in the air, the stuff that you breathe, the stuff that you eat. You want to clean that stuff, a lot of it, out of your body. That's why I started drinking Life Change Tea a couple of years ago. And it really does a great job. I think that everybody here drinks it. I know that when we're always talking about this, Victoria, you having your Life Change Tea is a way to get energy. It has a proprietary herbal formula that gently cleans out the toxins, the molds, the parasites, and the bacteria, which is what you want to do every single day. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they ship the tea to you without cost. Get ready for more energy. More energy. Not available in stores either. Go to GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your body. Use the discount code DJV. Free shipping. I think you're going to be pretty happy that you did that. GetTheTea.com. 21 after the hour.
We
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stapleton before hasn't sounded like this. Is this a new sound for him, or have I just not become aware of his
wits? Fairly similar.
Is it?
Yes.
All right. In music news, at 24 past the hour on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, Cara, and you and I have Chris Stapleton in our ears. He has been tapped apparently to christen the brand new Globe Life Field, the Texas Rangers' new stadium, for the headlining event. That'll be earlier next year, March 14th, as a matter of fact. It'll serve as the home field for the Rangers. It's in Arlington, Texas, just outside of Dallas. Stapleton hits the stage with a special guest named Willie Nelson and all of his family. Willie's not singing so much anymore, but his son and other people in his family are going to be on the stage a lot, I think, in the next, well, as the time marches on. Jamie Johnson also on stage with Stapleton. And the country soul singer from England, Yola. What do we know about Yola? Never heard about her.
The only thing I know is she, I don't know, seems to be getting more prominent in the last year, but she was on a song on the High Women's album, and that's that four women who are like big stars in country who are together now.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Additional tour dates for Stapleton next year include a concert for Kentucky, which is a special performance benefiting Stapleton's newly created Outlaw State of Kind Hometown Fund. There, that'll be at the University of Kentucky's Kroger Field in Lexington. April 25th is the show. Willie and his family will be there. Cheryl Crow will be there. And Yola comes back again as well. Her star must be riding. Yes, right. Thank heavens. The stadium is going to be outside of Dallas Fort. It's a few miles away from the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, and not too far from the airport. I remember going to a game in Arlington at the old stadium. I didn't think it was so bad. Why is it that these teams have to keep building newer and bigger stadiums? And how much money was there? Money
more from people, more money.
Taxpayer? Is the taxpayers involved in building that, or is it private funding? Anybody know?
I don't know.
I object to public money being used for these things, frankly. Anyway, the field is expected to hold 40,000 fans, kick off regular season games for the Rangers as the season starts probably at the end of March. Tickets for the performance for Stapleton there at Globe Life Field will go on sale November 1st, 10 o'clock local time. Stapleton's fan club pre-sale tickets beginning the 29th of October at 10 a.m. local time. So that's next Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Next Tuesday. All right, line up. Get in line. That's the Chris Stapleton story. We also have a story in this hour about Carrie Underwood and Stapleton together with Pink going to perform at the CMA Music Awards, fast approaching now. Performance is lining up. A lot of different genres. 53rd Annual CMA Awards, November 13th on ABC Live with Carrie and Miranda Lambert, Reba, Eric Church, among others. Underwood and McIntyre. Let's see, who else here? Reba and Dolly. Oh, that's serving as co-host. That's right. I remember we talked about that a couple of times. Parton also taking the stage for a special performance with Christian acts for King and Country and Zach Williams on a medley of God Only Knows. And There Was Jesus from her forthcoming single. Also, Faith. That's interesting. Is she going a different direction? Or is it just something that she likes to... See, how much of this sort of stuff is Dolly? I don't know. But I think there's much of this in her repertoire thus far. Is there?
Not that I know of.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, she's on the song with Zach Williams, There Was Jesus. She did a collaboration with him. So, yeah I don't know. Maybe she's trying something new.
Pink is there. Maren Morris, Luke Combs, Keith Urban also performing. Church is going to perform... his latest single, Some of It, while Combs is scheduled to perform his previous single, number one song, Beer Never Broke My Heart. And Reba will sing Fancy. Underwood will perform Drinking Alone. Lambert will performing It All Comes Out in the Wash. And Maren will take the stage with her single, Girl. So that's the story of the CMA Awards coming up, as they said, quickly. Coming up quickly, November 13th on ABC.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced etc., not etc.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some Republican lawmakers making their frustrations with the continuing impeachment inquiry against President Trump known, a group of them storming a secure room where depositions in the probe were taking place. Three House committees continuing to conduct the investigation. Members of both parties are allowed to take part in it, but Representative Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, said,
"These are duly elected members of Congress that people have lent their voice to for 2 years to represent them, and they're denied from going into a meeting. They're going to have to vote on this, but they're not given any information."
Florida lawmakers firing the the sheriff in charge during the Parkland mass shooting. The state Senate voted against reinstating Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel, who was suspended for his handling of the shooting that left 17 people dead last year. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's my posse, the gang, reverence of attention that people pay to the DJV program members, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. The Thursday program, October 24th, is upon us, and one of the things that people are talking about today, or may be talking about a little bit more once they find out, I think Victoria probably has the story behind the story on this new animal cruelty law. And what the feds have, well, the House, I wouldn't say the feds, the House is on the right side of this, so what are they proposing?
Well, it has passed the House. This is the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act. They call it the PACT Act. And that is a bipartisan bill. It's an expansion on a 2010 animal cruelty law, which made creating or distributing videos showing animals being intentionally injured or killed, it made that illegal. But that law only went after the
Michael
people.
Michael Vick, is that kind of a Michael Vick thing, you think, that came?
Did he release video? I'm not sure.
Yes,
well,
I think he did.
I don't know. But anyway, this expands on that. That only went after the people who actually made or sold the videos, not the people who were doing the acts of cruelty. So now this closes the loophole, the PACT Act. And it gives local law enforcement authorities federal jurisdiction to go after these people if they find that, you know, if you call, if you find that someone in your neighborhood is abusing their dog, you can actually call the police. Now, they have jurisdiction to show up, and through this act, if this goes through the Senate, then it will give the local police a lot more authority to go after people who are doing this. If you live near puppy mills, things like that, where your dog Daisy May came from, that's an obvious case of animal cruelty. So really, this also helps, especially with puppy mills, and we've heard so many horrific stories around the country. And so this has been an act that I've actually been kind of following. It was one of my local representative, Frank Pallone in New Jersey here. He is the he's on the one. I think he's either the chair or the second chair of the Animal Welfare Committee. And so this has been a bill that he's really been
Frank.
Pushing through.
I think one of those guys. There is this is
no.
So heartwarming.
No, he's actually not like that, but okay.
Not like that. Yeah.
No,
well,
no, he's actually really wonderful. He's been he's been the representative for our where our families live for years, and he does a lot of really good work. And this is one of the things that he's been very passionate about, animal welfare. So you can actually now get up to 7 years in prison, which there was no prison time attached to it before.
One of the good things that I think social media does, or I'll take my own position here. A lot of things I post on my own personal page, facebook.com/DougStefan, has to do with animals and caring for animals. Yesterday I posted the story of a man who buys turtles at the food market and takes them to the ocean and sets them free. That kind of stuff always attracts my attention.
Can you do that, though? I mean, aren't they going to die anyway?
No. Their natural habitat.
Well... I hope
feel
he,
like
some
feel
are freshwater
like
and some are saltwater.
Well, you
got to
know.
Yeah.
I think he knows what the difference is.
I hope
between.
So.
Yeah. And then I posted a picture of a pelican waiting in line for fish and chips at a store. You should see that picture. To sort of underscore what you are, what you just said, Victoria, in terms of how this is carried out in various states, Michigan has become a no-kill state for shelter animals. And I posted that story yesterday, too. I think that there are so many ways. That was one of the things when we went to, Meredith and I went down in, what was it, May of 2015 to adopt Millie. It was from the Kill Center in Brooklyn. And there were all kinds of, you know, a lot of heavy-duty dogs that people would, a lot of pit bulls and that sort of thing that are in there, the hardcore dogs that people seem to want to dispatch of. And, you know, it's not, it has nothing to do with the breed. It really doesn't. It has to do with how they are taken care of. So I think there is just kind of, there's another post I put up there. Please don't leave me when you move away. I won't be all right. Pet dogs and cats is really about people who leave.
I will never understand that.
I don't understand that either.
That should be illegal. That should be abandonment and neglect, just
horror.
Like if you're leaving your kid behind.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
I guess I get it if you have to downsize and you're going someplace, but you don't abandon them. You find someone to take them.
People and their priorities are really amazing. Today is United Nations Day, celebrating the anniversary of the Charter, the UN Charter, being approved in 1945. Around the world today, children learn about the past 74 years of history, of struggle, of accomplishment, and the impact the UN has had in every corner of the globe. I have done radio programs mostly on UN Day, I think 4 or 5 years in a row went down there, and it really, the good outweighs the bad. In terms of the United Nations, the UN itself is extraordinarily corrupt. The people that come there from all around the world, the kinds of things that go on there, some of them are from the ridiculous to the sublime. But the intention, I think that sometimes is more important than what happens. The intention is good. The intention is to unite, bring together the world, solve problems. But we all know many times there are UN resolutions that are passed for example, what has gone on over the years since 1948 and the creation of the Jewish state, there have been a lot of, let's say, ceasefires when the Palestinians and the Israelis were shooting it up. And there have been attempts to try to figure out, make a deal, and this doesn't work. But it's the nature of that area, not necessarily the nature of the United Nations pursuing these sorts of things. Are they that important? I do think that the idea is important. Whether people pay attention or not is another thing. We pay most of the freight. You know that, right? Most of what it costs to run the United Nations, a large majority of it, is paid for by the United States. Yet other countries come and take advantage of it. The facilities there along the river in New York City are very iconic. And the whole place, one of the things that's most interesting when you go into the UN building is the amount of security. Have any of you been in the UN building, Jen, Victoria?
As a New Yorker, I avoided it at all costs because the traffic is just, it's a total
the traffic
nightmare.
Down there. Is it 41st and 1st, I think it is, or, mm-hmm. or whatever. Remember, it is a nightmare down there. But going into the building and the security and the way that they protect the people that are in the building. Once they leave the building, they're on their own. But it really is, it's a place to bring your children. Take a trip to New York. Instead of going to Disneyland once, go to New York. New York's a fabulous place to visit anyway, as far as I'm, I think it's a fascinating city. And all kinds of things happen there that are befitting of a big American city. It's very iconic. I don't want to overuse that word, but New York is a special city. There's something about being in New York that in my travels around the country and around the world, I don't get a replication of New York. Victoria, you've spent a lot more time. You live there.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you feel that way or not.
Absolutely.
Feel like
New York is a city and every other place is a town. And that's what all New York, and it's true. And you'll often hear New Yorkers say, like, oh, Boston, yeah, that's a fun town. Or D.C., that's a fun town. But it's not a city. It's, if you're a New Yorker, New York is the city and everything else is just a town.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like it, but I wouldn't want to live there. It's kind of like, I love Los Angeles, I wouldn't want to live there all the time. I like being there for the months that I'm there, but I wouldn't care to live there for different reasons. All right, let's talk about sports. So we've given tribute to the Nationals, right? We think they're going to, how many think people really think they're going to win? Yes? No?
I think
maybe?
So, actually, yes.
Yeah. Will they upset it? Is there a team that's come back being down 2-0 and won the World Series?
I think 2-0, but if they win 3-0, I think it's very hard to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'm
but
looking
see,
at...
they were. I think they were in Houston, weren't they, when they won? So
yeah,
if they go...
Yeah,
yeah, so if they go home for 2 games, it's very possible they could sweep it in...
So the next 2 games are tomorrow and Saturday. The 3 games are Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they could be over. It could be over. Period. That's they.
What?
Let's just say you'd rather be
Sunday,
a National than an Astros.
It could be over by Sunday. It could be over by Saturday if they win the next 2 games. Mm-hmm. Bingo.
Right, if the next
All
two,
done.
Yeah.
So there's a story of an umpire named Rob Drake who threatened on Twitter to buy an AR-15 for war over the impeachment hearings facing Trump.
An umpire?
Deleted, yeah, shortly after it was posted. He
MLB
said,
umpire
quote,
or just
yes.
Like
yeah, yeah, no, he's a Major League Baseball veteran umpire. Okay. Says, quote, I'll be buying an AR-15 tomorrow because if you impeach my president this way, you'll have another civil war. And then he tags it with MAGA 2020. So the Major League Baseball commissioner, Manfred, said before the game last night that he will look into the tweet.
Yeah, that's all we need, more threats of violence.
Especially from an umpire, you know how bad their eyesight is.
That's a good way of looking at it, Jennifer. All right, anyway, 45 after the hour, the Gilmore Girls. You saw this? If you want to eat lunch at Lorelai and Rory's house, you can do that now, even though... How long is it? Gilmore Girls was on and off and on and off, wasn't it?
Wasn't there a GoFundMe thing
to try to bring it back? Do I remember that?
They did revive it on Netflix. Maybe that's what you're remembering. That was in 2016.
Yeah,
they brought it back, and I think that there may have been a petition to extend the run on Netflix, but that didn't. They just did, I think, 6 episodes or something like that. and then it was done. But it still has this crazy, rabid fan base, which is exactly why you're talking about it now at Universal Studios.
Yeah, right. So the it was Luke's Diner, right? Isn't that
Warner Brothers Studios? Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So who would go there? Jennifer, would you go there? Is this going to be a big tourist attraction?
I never really watched the Gilmore Girls, so no, I probably wouldn't. But I'm sure there's a lot of people who are.
So over Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, this is not like an unheard of idea. They had the Saved by the Bell pop up in Los Angeles, which was you could go eat at the Max, which is where all the kids at Saved by the Bell
went. Yeah,
and
they had. I think when Gilmore Girls came back to Netflix, I'm pretty sure they had some collaboration with like different coffee shops that you could go in and you could get an actual coffee cup that said Luke's on it on the side. So, and I know a ton of people who did that. I saw pictures all over Instagram. So I definitely think there's a big fan base that would go to this.
Yeah. All right. You know, I don't watch these daytime talk shows like The View and The Talk, but I think Sharon Osbourne has been an important part of The Talk for quite a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she? Right. She admitted that she has had face work done, and one of them was botched up. And
why did she even need to admit that? We can see it. She's a totally different person than she was when she married Ozzy.
I don't know why
that's a big bombshell.
She was talking about how the first one was really a mess. They lifted up one side of her mouth and not the other. She uses her fingers to sort of just demonstrate what happened under the knife. So. Be careful of that sort of thing. You got to go to somebody really good. Find out who Jane Fonda goes to and go to that person.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah, she does. All right, Jennifer, what's on tonight that's exciting, big time, and fun?
Naked and Afraid is brand new, and you get 2 hours of it on Discovery tonight.
What's that about?
I don't understand that show.
I love that show. I would never go on that show. You have to get naked, literally everything, and you have to pick, I think, only two convenience items, and then they dump you in the middle of nowhere. And
so how do they have it? Is it on commercial TV? How do you... Or is it not
blur out everybody's?
They blur out the good parts. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's an interesting one. I don't know. I mean, there's stuff that I don't want in certain areas. I don't know. Anyway, so that's tonight. You can watch. You should watch it, Doug. You can check it out. That's at 9 o'clock. Also tonight, ABC's got Grey's Anatomy, A Million Little Things, and How to Get Away with Murder. That all starts at 8 o'clock on ABC. CBS has one of my new favorite shows. I just caught up on it last night, actually. The Unicorn is at 8:30. It's about a family recovering from loss, but it's very sweet, very cute. Mom's at 9 at Carol's Second Act, which got picked up for the full season at 9:30 on CBS. Supernatural's new tonight at 8 o'clock on the CW, and of course. It is Thursday Night Football, Washington at Minnesota on Fox.
All right. There it is. That's the lineup for tonight. Right now, and I turn you on to a way to the non-prescription way to control your blood sugar. There have been a lot of trials conducted. A lot of standards have been raised, actually, by this product, Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. So if you have type 2 diabetes, and I don't say that lightly, or you are pre-diabetic, or you just like a lot of sugar, you need to check out Curalin.net. This is the most advanced glucose support because it's all natural, and the 10 natural ingredients have all been tested. They have a special effect on glycemic input and the response that your body has to this product. Healthy blood sugar levels. You want to have that. If you have a sweet tooth like I do, it's probably something to look into as well. Curalin.net. It not only supports blood sugar, but it's also good for your digestion. And for a limited time, I've arranged for all of the DJV listeners to get $20 off your first bottle. So join all of the thousands of people, not only here, but around the globe, who have finally put an end to their worry about sugar. Manage those sugar levels. Go to Curalin.net. Use the code DJV. Get $20 off your first bottle. Save yourself and enjoy sugar. Curalin.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you.
Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tech Talk, shall we? It's 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the DJV program for this Thursday. Victoria Keelan is on top of a story that focuses on iRobot, which is a company located here in Massachusetts. They make the Roomba. Whenever I saw this first, I thought it was a kind of a dance. You dance the Roomba? But that's not the case.
Different spelling, but yes, that is a dance.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's not dance. Let's find out what's going on. This is a one of those auto-piloted vacuum cleaners, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Roomba is the a best-selling, really, it's a global brand. It's been a best-selling and the first real autonomous vacuum cleaning system that really ever hit the market. There are others that are competitors, but really, Roomba has had the biggest market share. Now, unfortunately, they're in a bit of a bind. The stock has plummeted nearly 20% just yesterday alone after their third quarter earnings came out. The report showed lower sales in August and September. The reason for the drop in sales was because the company decided to increase the prices of the Roombas in the U.S. as a result of the ongoing trade war with China. Now, iRobot's chairman and CEO actually cited the China tariff war directly as the cause for why they raised the prices and for why they're in this bind right now. Now, this has been coming for a while. In July, the CEO said that he believed that the direct and indirect impacts of the ongoing U.S. and China trade war and the recently implemented 25% tariffs are likely to put a strain on the U.S. market segment growth in the second half of the year. Below their expectations, he was correct. correct. It's pretty much exactly what happened. This past quarter in the U.S., revenue declined 7% from this time a year ago. This is bad news at this time of the year because these are really big Christmas items, and these are Roombas. My brother gave a Roomba to my parents last Christmas. I mean, I feel like everybody I know gave their parents a Roomba last year for Christmas. This year, if the prices remain higher, it's going to be it's going to have a bigger impact on their bottom line. And after Trump's tariffs were announced, iRobot decided to offset the cost of those tariffs on their products by briefly increasing the price of the Roombas. Then they realized that they weren't really selling because Roombas are already not cheap. Then they raised the prices, and then they quickly rolled it back, but it was actually too late. And so now the company says that they're going to be reevaluating their position, and they believe that now is a crucial time to prioritize maintaining market share, which they need to do because there are a lot of competitors creeping up. And at Bed Bath & Beyond, even, I was just in there the other day, you can go in and see the whole display of vacuums, and everybody, all the other brands are coming out with their own autonomous vacuum. So iRobot, they say they plan to solidify their dominance of the home robotics market, but they are behind now. And so the other upside for a consumer may be that you might actually find some Roombas on sale coming up soon, because they're going to have another generation of Roombas coming out. So keep an eye on it. If you are in the market for one, or if you want to give it as a gift, keep an eye on the prices because they might actually drop.
Nobody ever gave me one for Christmas. Jeepers crow. HBO's Watchmen, the sequel to the first one, getting some positive reviews. Let's find out what is included here.
The Geek Out.
Last Sunday, HBO finally launched its much-anticipated version of Watchmen. Largely to good and even great reviews, the series created by Damon Lindelof should be noted is not a remake of what is generally considered to be the greatest graphic novel of all time, but really a sequel. For anyone not familiar with Watchmen, when it came out in the 80s, it marked the beginning of comic books that were more adult and dark, touching on political and mature themes that eventually brought us Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight and more recently Joker. HBO's story picks up 30 years later and mostly with new characters. HBO's Watchmen is out now. There will be 9 episodes, and we've posted our favorite reviews on Twitter at The Geek Out.
So let's get to this latest thing, this new app that lets you pick stocks based on your sign. I'm a Scorpio, so what stocks should I be buying?
Well, Bull and Moon is the name of the app, and you can enter your info.
Bull and Moon.
Yep. And so it will tell you. Now, this is for fun. I don't want anyone to think that this is a serious, you know, investment app. It is not. It comes from the professional pranksters of Mischief, which is the creative agency behind the Jesus shoes. Remember the Nike Air Maxes that had holy
about
water?
Last week. Water,
yep, they had
the
holy
Jordan
water.
River.
Yep,
from
in the
souls.
They also invented Netflix Hangouts, which actually allows you to watch Netflix at work, but it makes it look like you're on a call. So this is the same company, and this is Bull and Moon. All you do is you put in your first name, your date of birth, and your investing experience, and then the app will give you personalized stock picks based on your astrological sign. Now, it's not your whole chart, so it's not that complete, but it is a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. Want to have some fun? Let's see if we can go. Let's go to what's the website again?
Bull and Moon.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.